Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. The Immigration and Home Affairs Ministers have been accused of hiding after two released immigration detainees were charged in as many days. One of the men has been taken back into custody, accused of breaching his visa-mandated curfew in Victoria, while a 43-year-old detainee has been charged in connection to a violent home invasion in Perth. But Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says Claire O'Neill and Andrew Giles have been doing their jobs.
In terms of the government, I'm speaking on this, the Prime Minister has spoken on this, so the government is very much present in terms of answering the very reasonable questions that you've asked. And the minister's concerned are doing their job, and they've been doing their job from day one in relation to this.
While opposition leader Peter Dutton says the government is failing to protect the community.
Minister Giles is nowhere to be seen. Claire O'Neill is in witness protection. She's not coming out to face the media. These are serious problems. And the two ministers, it's clear to most Australians, in fact, every Australian, except for Anthony Albanese, that these ministers can't continue in their jobs.
Discount airline Bonzer has been placed into voluntary administration. It follows developments today which saw travellers left stranded at airports right across the country as creditors repossess the airline's fleet of Boeings. A hotline has also been set up for affected customers. Detectives admit the family of a girl allegedly murdered by her sister near Newcastle had no previous adverse interactions with authorities. A strike force has been set up to investigate what led to the 10-year-old's death, while her 17-year-old sister will remain behind bars. It looks as though interest rates will remain on hold for the time being after retail trade fell 0.4% in March. The latest ABS data shows consumer spending came in at $35.6 billion. Overall, people spent less on clothing and in department stores, but food retailing was up slightly. And a popular SUV model is being recalled for fear the wheels will fall off. The Jeep Grand Cherokee may have potentially dangerous suspension issues. The recall affects almost 3,000 cars made between 2021 and 2020. Sport and entertainment are next. To Sport, and Cricket Australia has released a detailed 10-year plan to turbocharge the women's game. The Women and Girls Action Plan targets a minimum of 40% female representation in the Australian cricket workforce. And George Pitta has progressed to the round of 16 at the Gold Coast Surf Pro. He's one of six Aussie men to qualify. In entertainment news now, and Taylor Swift has taken to social media to thank her fans after setting a new record on the Billboard charts. Now get this, the superstar is the first artist in history to occupy the entire top 14 spots of the Hot 100 simultaneously. And while it looks like Tay-Tay will also walk the Met Gala red carpet, it is unclear, though, if her NFL boyfriend will be by her side. Travis Kelce is yet to RSVP yes to fashion's Night of Nights. And Anne Hathaway has reached an important milestone, the actor revealing she's now 5 years sober after cutting alcohol out of her life for good. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson. We'll be right back.